prostrate. You are immaculate, the three worlds at one. Incomparably wise one, to you I prostrate. The Savior having great compassion, the Founder having all understanding, the field of merit with qualities like a vast ocean, to you, the one fount of blessedness, I prostrate. The purity which makes one free from attachment, the virtue which frees one from the lower realms, the one path, sublime pure reality, to that Dharma which pacifies, I prostrate. Those who are liberated and also show the path to liberation, the holy few qualified with realization, who are devoted to the moral precepts, to you, the sublime community intending virtue, I prostrate. Do not commit any non-virtuous actions. Perform only perfect virtuous actions. Subdue your mind thoroughly. This is the teaching of the Buddha. Sahara, flame of a lamp, an illusion, a drop of dew or a bubble, a dream, a flash of lightning, a cloud. See conditioned things as such. Through these merits, beings attain subdue the ocean of faults and be delivered from samsara's ocean, perturbed by the waves of the ancient Pacific.
Sanjo Bado Yadani Jimson Jay and Dagi So first I just want to do the homage to who in his compassionate wisdom taught the sacred Dharma for the shunning of all views. To him, to Gautama, I bow. At the beginning, I just want to say it's been a long time since we have been able to see each other. So hello to everyone. So I hope that over this break, you were all happy and able to accomplish sort of things that you want. Your work went well. I have hopes that that is what occurred. So here over this time, we really haven't had as many opportunities for like doing explanation and teaching. Geshe Sherab left, and so I had the opportunity to teach a few of those classes, and we have had some sort of occasions to do that. So I hope that all of you have had an enjoyable kind of a break, and we're picking back up now here.
Ani ta tiring ma she koya de lojong tundum me kor tere na lojong tundum ba de she bala tangbola anzo ge ngonro go chu du ningji ya go sikom ro ningji ya go sikom Tangbotela, Tiche, Niba Dilla, and a Tinta, Lojun to do maybe, and a Tomba Potis Sures and a Lobby Checkout, eh? Nakashi Checkouts and that, Lobby Checkouts and a Congre, and a Congi, Namtanta, Namdardan, Jevecone, Naranzo, and a Kulungyako, Situate, Niba Dilla, and a Sumba Dilla, and a Naranzo Digi, Mundu.
So here, as for the teachings tonight, we're going to be beginning this text, the 7-point mind training. But as sort of a precursor to that, as it's a really important component, we're going to do a little bit of meditation on compassion. And then going into this text of 7-point mind training was composed by the master Chekawa. And so to sort of help generate our motivation for listening to these teachings, I'll give a little bit of introduction to his biography, and then we'll get into the sort of preliminaries here, as it said, a presentation of the preliminaries, which are the basis for this text.
Tempa 코로나 타미 둥아기 쯔라나 세시 어디 담보직 대수모 좋아.
So here to meditate on compassion, well, we really have to identify the object. Well, what are we meditating on? So here the seventh Dalai Lama has said in his four songs of mindfulness, or the song of the four mindfulnesses, this is the second one, wherein he describes generating compassion by saying, in the endless prison of samsara, wander the six types of beings, bereft of happiness, without any kind of happiness. And these are all, in reality, our kind mothers and fathers. So developing a kind of cherishing of them and compassion for them, we should meditate on that, not just sort of spacing out, placing our mind in compassion. And with this kind of mindfulness that doesn't forget, we should place our mind in that state of compassion. So here, this first line, and again, this is the second of these four mindfulnesses, here describes the kind of state of samsara.
제전타 코라 타미 둥아지 쯔라나 세뚜기 코라 세주라타 코라 세데 레라베토네 네스모 임바이나 아니 나랑주티 샤샨티고레 캄숨 데베캄 수지캄 수미지캄 셀라샤챤나 딜랍세 야 딜레티 파티 세팅나 파조 임바이나 아니 머리판에 아니 계시 텐데 그 바로 종이 주로와 어디 코로나 아시아신 티그리 다 딜레 코로나 딘데 코로나 디 타메 세운데 당부 개념 중으로 있으게 당부 디 니네 중으로 있으게 타마 당부 당부 타디 무슨에 요 말레스 인바이다 당 안조 코로나 타마 메메나 딘데 지네 용니 용산니 용니 코아 데오르스나 코레 난게 아니 동아게 총강능 신칠 데오르스 다 정강 딜라 리 가르사 도와리 쪽도아 아니 아 도와리 쪽디 정강 나가 대우레스 다 도와리 쪽디 가르레세서나 뭐와 디치 고마 딜라 가르레고 도세나 디베 풍베 리쪽 그 섬제 참스 다 정강 나가 코로아티 정강 라샤 정강 나가 쪼게 디 수 수준 대우레스나 리쪽 그 섬제 도 존이 대우레스 오래다
So here, as this first line describes, in this endless of suffering prison of samsara, so here there are many different ways that we can describe samsara. We can talk about the three realms, like the desire realm, the form, and the formless realm. If we get a little more detailed, we can speak about samsara as being the 12 links of dependent origination, beginning with ignorance and how we take rebirth. But when we talk about like samsara as a cycle of taking rebirth, to point to a first moment of that, a beginning of that, there's nothing that we can identify. There's no beginning to this cycle that we have been in. And it's like a prison. It's a prison of suffering in which we have these six types of beings, wander these six types of beings who are bereft of happiness. We wander throughout these various types of existence without any kind of happiness. And then in the next line, it follows that all of these are our kind mothers and fathers, or mothers and fathers who have cared for us with kindness.
Ani korewege chonggang nangla zon teni karanyang deyo resa na dunga sumgi ta dunga junche meba jinnan deyo resa dewa chende meba ta dewa mebege dunga jingnar deyo resa ta dunga jila karayo resa na dunga jila sorwa dunga, dunga dunga, gyure dunga, kasa chapa tujik dunga sumbuti ta dunga dunga sunani deyo resa na gaitu inana degati nyawa kasim jingnar deyo resa ani nyawa la 가지 사벽이 짝승 내신 양나 추죽하면 나도 잡아 내신 게 되게 예외 동안 양게 아 가지 예외 셈제 아니 격으로만 나라 정모 격과 수구 격과 차시하는 게 돈도 멋이와 시는 수구 격과 차하는 게 배마 따라 개바 우바 따라 개바세다 즉 괜찮으려고 되게 동안 양이 전에 혼수 가르치는 양도 소라 동안 양이 되어버렸어 냐와 다 대강나게 이다 세주라 이다 세가대조 다 사에 동에 근데 최네 매발라 아니 즉 대공 동하게 양초라 동하나 대우레스 다 대강나 두룩 심제 다 tujuk simjai tazu ma che tujuk chik chik saye chik chik dubu tangye ane tujuk hora nang penzu re dunga dinde yueba dubu tangye yueba ma se ane diga na megi tepa kazu dunga ma bu sugu uro o di chen dike tujuk tazu yang sura dunga tu usen na te ures ta drosum drosum ha ta diga na anzu mi tazu mangpo si ane sura dunga ge na te ure Ya cora dunga kap kap la mebe nya kap so karatun dunga na de na guru e dunga ki na de ya ti chena maung par di me ya ti chena ya maung par di me ya sam de sem ta maung be sem ta ti chen ni guru e dunga na de yo re de du ge me ya dunga na de yo ya ma na cora dunga na yo ya ma na guru e dunga na de yo re ta ti ne ge la ma yi se jo ro la ma yi se maung che ga guru e dunga ya chi Sadang, meet Sadang, Haman, you tapsu. That di, and the Shura in Bena, not such at the Mason, di Shura in Bena, Gang, Corbe, Gang, took that tapsu to one. That lad is a man, check it, Cabatuji to one. That Cabatuji to one, draw some, Cabatuji to one, not here. Cabatuji to one say, let a new monk baguette, good to judge Chicken and Ben, the Pumpu the troop town to Tanta Tunga, Meva Yenaya, top, top. Dunga yung ge jung gu ruwa da wo te su yung ye de kyaba du jik dunga na te yore yin du ge ta zhuwa zhi zhi zhuga dunga chi jung gu ma to dunga ge nar de de yore de yin du ge dewe pung be ge zhi zhuga sim je ane zunggang di nang la dunga na de du si yore kure na la
So here, when we think about, again, this prison of samsara's sufferings, the types of suffering that beings are afflicted by are mainly the three types of suffering. We have the kind of feelings that we know are suffering, the suffering of change, and the suffering of conditioned existence. And so here, when we think about beings, like we can see those kinds of beings who are suffering from some kind of like abject suffering in the hell realms, for example. On one end, we have those beings who are in the hot realms, who suffer from being like burned alive or boiled, basically experiencing the most kind of intense physical suffering from heat. And then on the other extreme, we have those that are in the cold hells, that are in almost like these frigid environments wherein they burst apart, like they split into pieces from being frozen while you're still alive, just going through this repeated kind of suffering. And hungry ghosts as well have the kinds of feelings of suffering of like hunger and thirst, always lacking food and drink. They are constantly in need, constantly wanting and needing something. And then we see animals, like for the most part, animals are either like the prey or the preyed on. They are eating each other, having to survive being attacked by other animals and so forth, or constantly in the danger of that. And so most of the time, they're in this kind of like anxious state or having to try to find a way to sustain themselves. And humans, many of us might not feel like we have the suffering. We don't always have the feeling of suffering, but there is the suffering of change, of like when something changes into suffering, or when we have these thoughts like, oh, in the future I want it to be like this, or I want it to get rid of this. We're constantly having that sense of not being satisfied. And then we get to the level of what are called the demigods, and they are constantly under the sway of their jealousy, like sort of fighting with the gods and wanting more. And so again, they have this sort of like falling into a cycle of just being caught up in that dispute with others. And then we get to the level of the gods, and these really, they don't have the kind of suffering of the feeling of suffering or the suffering of change as much as they are under the control of the suffering, pervasive suffering of conditioned existence. And so it's like within this prison, other than the size of the suffering, all of the beings who are going around in it are subject to one of these types of sufferings. None of them escapes it, even though it may seem that some suffer more than others. It's really just the various types that they endure.
That dig, Jematilla, down a petrogus draws the two put the Dungana de Jodi, Manso the Jeva Majorch K. Rivers, and Jeva Majorch and Jerez, Mari, Jeva Yujan Yaris, Jeva Yuga Matse, and the Sosuk Tigi Jambe, Pama, Namatanata, said to that, that's what Sama said digging 소소를 전기 장객에 파마 냉시 기 콘소양 파마 제교 장장레스 제 딜라 파마 전용 요 말았다 기왕아마가마나 내 파마 제교 장레스 다 동안 나게 디주 세디 파마 냉시 기 파마 장레 디 임바인 되기 전기 장배 파마 대나다 제디 파마 냉시 기 기왕아마 파마 대 파마 임바인 되 대주 상마 소소랑기 파마 전용 장장 임바인 되 내 단대 제디 파마 냉시 기 단인제 세디 파마디 동아시 나서나 소소라 동아 마세요 여반듯이 콘조양 파마 제교인 분들 콘조양 동아 독서 나온데 세디 암 파마네시레 삼네게 아니 이게 전직장가 파마 장장레 삼삼치브레스.
So those six types of beings who are afflicted by various types of suffering, when we look at them, we should recognize that we're not like totally unconnected from them. But rather, as the next line says, all of those beings right there are our kind mothers and fathers, the kind of the kindness that they have shown us is like that of the mother and father of this life. Although clearly they didn't act that way in this particular life, they have in previous lives, as we have countless previous lives, acted in that capacity. We can't point to a single being who hasn't shown us that kind of kindness. And so therefore recognizing that when we view the kind of suffering that they are enduring, we should have this feeling that that's unbearable. In the same way that when we see the mother of this life, who we care for deeply, experiencing some kind of suffering, we're unable to bear that. We want to alleviate that. So too should we view all sentient beings as having acted like our kind mothers and fathers.
Ani ngat pinjari, ngay pamari, samnegi, ngatam chokori, samnegi, chakwache, nege, konsula, chakwache. Ta kozo, samje, shenshik pa iya chen, ngata tezo trewa mintu, ya kachik, ngatam nyoba chiyutu, ngay dhare, si, dangwache, nege, chakdang chiyay yo mare, seti pama nangshin gi, sangma pama chenyun yoba kyangyangre, chakdang pa masi is, chakdang pa nes. Te du ji ji dang ying ji gong si. Da sam jia chang ma la ying ji sam ni sim ge nang ni pe sam da ni bo jie bar jie bar is ji 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 si du and di yu chang ba gong si go re tuan da ji 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 si du sim nang ni pe jie bo dang sim da ni bo ji is and di che ne kong tu dunga na ri ya te so and di dunga di nga rang ge dra wa chi che tu ba shu Ani tanda mojong wa yinaya maomba na maomba te Ani dunga te zung aranga dhawar chewa shio Ani chewa yongye deyang Ani ki de gyujye da mazung sangma changwa shio Samne ki Ani ki sem gyayang do ma chewa la Nyingji ra ting gomus Sem gyayang do ma shio nyingji ngam do gomus Tenpa deyang Sem ki tenpa te pake ta Dunga niru na tang te sem la ten Shindu Ani nyingji ka ngana to si tenpa gomgores Oda tenpa jime tu shen tenpa jime jenna nyingji ngang tu song se te ta gomgyo se ur ta sem te gyayang tu matang la nyingji ngang tu sha se te o te zo na gomgya se ur te chene ta teji ma shiwa nang shing sang lu tang chene ne tu chene kama sum shi tu se gomgya yenda
So here, based upon recognizing all beings as like the mothers and fathers who have shown us great kindness, this next line says, and I forgot this earlier, abandoning attachment and aversion, meditate on cherishing them and compassion. And so here, we shouldn't sort of separate beings into thinking like, oh, this is my family, my friends, my side, and that over there, those are not people that I feel compassion for or love for. We shouldn't be in that kind of mindset, but rather have compassion and love for all sentient beings, recognizing again that they have all acted as our kind mothers and fathers. We shouldn't be sort of biased or selective about it, but instead, getting rid of those kinds of attitudes of attachment to one's own side and aversion for the other, we should instead cherish and develop this kind of feeling of affectionate love, a feeling of closeness for all sentient beings. So this is the kind of feeling of love, as well as that feeling of compassion, of wishing to be able to separate them, to free them from their sufferings. May I be able to do that in the future? And so this continues saying, like, you shouldn't sort of let your mind become spaced out, just zone out, but rather you should hold it within that state of compassion. And with unforgetting mindfulness, really hold that compassionate attitude. So when one is meditating on compassion, you don't want to be sort of letting your mind distract to something else or go to something else, but rather place it within that state of thinking about the sufferings that beings are afflicted with and wanting to alleviate that and really remain within that state. So here, thinking about this verse, we'll do 3 or 4 minutes of meditation on compassion.
Thank you. Ota tinera niwati anti laiba tangaram zu a lobe chekawa ge sungnam dan tewe kone kulung yakho sikhesirwa tangale kulung yakho khure chebala dirangi lojung tundu ma korangi zawa jurwa zawa de kone shugo tukchi mangaram sungnyam do chi ma lo ani tegi a sungnam 직지 도용구로 왔다 대량 그때는 로비체가에 송남 거 도용구래 와 디네체 아니 말함서 로비체가에게 송남된 마 예 뒤뒤실라래 이
So, we'll then turn to the 7-point mind training by the Master Chekowa. And so here we'll be going through, again, we're going to sort of set a good motivation by doing a little bit of the biography of Geshe Chekowa, a sort of brief biography, and then getting into the text itself, starting with the beginning, going through the text.
Oh, that I'm what the Quran Sikrasana, Tikwachim, Lojong, Tundu, Mashus, and it Lojong, Tunze, Kazurs, and Tunze, do you, Hello, Tunze, do you? That Tunze, Dugin, and Tambut Karasana, Mundro, Dinky, Chut and Bass, Mundro, Chut and Bass, that did Sik the Karasana, Tambongo, Tala, Laps, Tangaran, Yamdo, Mash, Loshua, and it's Sik Teshejime, and it's Jugla Condera. That Yibati. And he tambo drosas on that. Nibati, Mushi Chenju, the same Jung asset, Nibati, Dela, Chena, Milam, Tabur, Sam, Madi, Ripe, She, Lache, Nibonik, and Ransara Tro, Mogushi, Nana Sha, Tunsam Jume, Kibucha, Tony Nibu, Pemar Jang, Tinye Lunga, Jambarcha, Yusum, Tuxum, Gesasum, Jelam Gundu, Siki Jang, Lembe, Kurim, Rane, Sam, Mse, Ototu, Tangushi Chenju, same day, That's somebody, King Changu Lambda Juru, I said, somebody. Nuchu Tigbe Kanga say, King Changu Lambda Juru, Lele Tamche Chiglata, Gula getting Chiwar Gom, Tunang Gushi Gomba Yi, Dungi Sunga Lana Me, Jurashi De Tapje Shok, Tala Tunduk, Gom to Jarras or to Dore. That in Egi, Shiba de Mare, and he Sijik in Yamne, Tine Tembas. Menga Ningo Tortuba, Toma Tala, Jauracha, Tixi Puya, Tangani, Tongan, Ni Yi Juelam Chies, or Tishi. That in Abadi and Lodjome said, Chugu Guba, Chig to do, Bambu Niki, Sorosum, Yetipashi, Gundu Ten, Yangan Tumna, Jongba, yes, or Tishi. That to what Lodjonga ten six said. Chitu Sumla Tatula, Dumbajula Ransursha, Yelan. Nyambar jwe misha, shenjo kanyang misamu, nyomong kangjing ngwe la chang, debu rewa tamche bang, tukjen ki se bang, shung sangbo ma ten, shangai ma gu, chang ma gu, ne la miyab, zoga lang la michu, kwa ji tse ma du, tolo misha, la du du miyab, ni ki ya la du, du ma so, o di, tukwa chie. That Dubati Lojongi Lapja said Najur Tamche Chikicha, Longu Tamche Chikicha, Tota Nila Chawani, Nibu Kangjun Sabracha, Nibu Sotan, Dola Sung, Gawa Sumna, Labracha, Gui Zo, Namsum Jang, Lang, and Yamba Meba, Namsum Gom, Jame Sundan Tembracha, Yula Chome Tatujum, and a Captain Dingjung Gulachi, Goa Namna Tatu Gom, Jenshe Tala, Dumisha, Tare Zo, Namsum Lang. Kola Misha, Rejo Misha, Toju to Jang, Dogje Niki, Tarvarcha, Yu Makum, Golong Matum, Yu Zambar Misha, Urji Matu, Ningmang Abu Dovati, Changju Lamtu, Guruayi, Manga Dusi, Ningbuti, Siling Bani, Guruayi, Munjang Leke, Trosebe, Range Mepa, Mawaki, Dunga Tange, Kesene, Denzi Tue, Tangashu, Tanishiyang, Miki to Us. What did she say? That is Juktuktore, Digi Kasanamdar, the Canadian Gudosina, Menga Duti Nibu, he said to Atamati, Menga Duti Nibu di Silibani, Jubayi, Ni Munjang Legi, Trosebe, Rangemba, Maweku, Duma Tanga Chess and then Zit to a Tangashu, Tanishian Miku, what di Takorang Namdar Tavati to do did it. Ani, Takadis to Ursena, Digi Chenju. Menga to see Nibut, and he took much in the lodging to do my segeti, Gupatia, Tena, what take your recession, Gupati, and he Zoti, Silimbala, to your race, Maya, Garaki, Pendru, Lobby Silimbala, to your race. And he,
yeah, Yatik. So I don't know if everybody has the text in front of them here. So he's read through the full text. I think we'll do that when we as we go through. But just to give the 7 points here that are the 7-point mind training, we have the presentation of the preliminaries, then training in the awakening mind, the main practice. The third is taking adverse conditions onto the path of enlightenment. And then the presentation of a lifetime's practice in summary, presentation of the measure of having trained the mind, presentation of the commitments of mind training, and presentation of the precepts of mind training. And so here, I'll just read the last verse. Because of my numerous aspirations, I have defied the tragic tale of suffering and have taken instructions to subdue self-grasping. Now, even if death comes, I have no regrets. And so here, this, as far as like his own sort of practice of this text, you can see it in this, the presentation of a lifetime's practice in summary. And like in brief, the essence of the instruction is this, apply yourself to the 5 powers and so forth. But we'll get into that more. But so this lineage then of these mind training sort of instructions that Chiekawa has written down can be traced back to the teacher of Atisha named Serlingpa. This is where this sort of transmission lineage comes from.
Ta sining bala ya thugdang de kedes tours na ta lobe chega korang ge ma sonam ti ma shyu ye na lobe chega korang thangbo chesa de kwa che re sena phege hasa tang nyentam hasa ge nyenda nyentam loga sege ta na la ani chungre loga ge sa cha chungjung ji ge ming lo ro sege jo di na la chung chungre baba ge ming la Ani pakwa jap segera, amak mengla kerana senam kis, waktu ni seta cekdong jamie kubju nang do cungu sere.
Cekdong
jamie, cekdong leko dat jamie wace, cekdong jamie kubju nang do kubju kosi itu.
Ya, cekdong
cikya. Cikya mana?
Cikya mana be?
Chekdong che, ne tene gyam mewa che, lego ziro che, tene gupju tang, gupju kubshi ye, wo tende to chungu sere.
Ani pabak?
Na, pabak ming na, pabak gyap sikidwa, gyap.
So, as far as, the history of Chiekawa, there's a little bit of confusion because I had read a biography of him earlier today that had a different birth date, but I guess the birth year was 1094, and he was born in a small town called Loka, and his father's name was Papa Kyap, and his mother's name was Sonam Ki.
Jadi mila kalau mah rezung besar juga, oh dia tu tambo dia, ah dia jasa. Tapi je nengi korang ke kalau ni lo ni suh cecik lah, ane kisuh tuhsha, tapi kisuh rezung, kisuh tuhsha. Kalau ni suh cecum lah, ane nyenzok tu bah tuhdu.
So the first teacher that he met and relied on was the disciple of Milarepa's named Rechungpa. And at 21 years old, he took the novice monk's vows, and then at 23, the full ordination.
That's a good thing.
So at some point in his area, he saw at one time a gathering together of many like geishas, many scholars coming together to debate and discuss philosophy and valid cognition and so forth. And upon observing that, he like asked, what are they doing? And he was told that these were scholars talking about philosophy and debating and so forth. And he really liked that. He was really sort of enthralled by that. So upon seeing this, he really gave rise to this desire to learn himself. And so he spent 7 years studying philosophical texts, learning all of these various things. And he became quite a scholar in his own right, spending all of these years studying these various texts. However, he had this sort of sense in him that something was missing, that there was still something else that was needed in order to generate or like become a fully enlightened Buddha. So although he had spent a lot of time really familiarizing and becoming quite scholarly in all of this textual material, he had this feeling of like there's something missing, there's something else. So here at this time, he became a little bit interested in mind training texts, and in a particular area, I think it was like Chang Yayu. He heard this text called the 8 Verses of Mind Training by Langri Tampa, and so he had this like strong desire upon hearing these verses, and he had a really strong faith, like, oh, this must be an incredibly great master. I really want to go meet this master. And so he decides to try to travel to see and to be able to meet with Langri Tangpa. And so he takes off to try to go to somewhere in the Pembo area where Langri Tangpa was living. But when he had arrived in Lhasa, he got the news that unfortunately Langri Tangpa had passed away. And so rather than just giving it up entirely, he began to ask around, like, who was Langri Tangpa's best student? Who was it that would carry on his teachings? And he was told that it was a disciple named Sharawa. And so he then takes off to go try to meet Sharawa.
Sharawa 아니 샤라와 그 뒤에 자니 샤라와 아니 개바 쳔보체 네 냠네 그 돌아든지 로정든지 돌아 시고 개바 든지 있어 아니 공그 뒤에 최망보 센든지 슈 아니 니지 샤라와 든지 스 공바질 든지 스 고라자나 페온디 체카와게 아니 랑가질라 고라자세 랑가질라 아니 공그 뒤라 아 나 도바 슈에 요 근데 슈에 요스 아니 공랑게 센데 마빠 센데 메게 Then a thing they should sing and the shoe use, sure. Sure, you do any shadow
So then he goes to meet with his master Sharawa, and at this time, Sharawa was a very sort of learned master. He was very well renowned. He had studied at various institutions and so forth. And so at this time, when Chekawa went to meet him, he was in his 30s, or like near 30, and he meets Sharawa, and Sharawa was giving teachings on various things, but when he's doing circumambulations around the area, Chekawa decides to go and try to ask him a personal kind of a question, and so he meets Sharawa as Sharawa's doing his circumambulations, and puts down his saying, please sit here, I have a question to ask you. Sharawa was kind of annoyed, I've already taught everything that I know, I've already explained everything, what are you asking me for?
Simje Shendala, Pantor Chebatang, Soso Rangi, Simje Tamje Cheto, Sanje Goban Tober Chebala, Chudi, Matubina, and the training, Sanje Gobantan, Simje and Pantog, Duke Tukimari.
So, here then he, Sharawa asks him, what is it that you have to ask me? And Chekawa then asks him, I have seen in a text, I have read this line that says that we should sort of give all the victory to others, all of the kind of victory and gain to others, and take the sort of loss on ourselves. And is this correct? Is this a sort of a profound kind of a teaching? And so upon asking this, Sharawa responds with this this feeling of sort of a closeness to them. And he said that this is the kind of a teaching that shows us, that gives us the kind of benefit that allows us to become a Buddha. This is the kind of teaching that without which we can't achieve that.
That did you choose Sabot and Dinde Yimbaina? My each chicken windows. Diggy Kun Carriore, Tijun Secare is not to diligent, Josie is not. Dillayon to be Sharawagi Kun Carriore Sasona, Gombolu Truki, Renjit Timanala, Dala Dita, Ding Meeting, Dakin Malu, Teremin Shoes, O Kun Diris. Or this one, Dimbay, that did you Kun Yabot and Gombolu Truki did Yahoyoina? And they did shooting a lot, Namrochi is sure. That Namrochi is saying to get, and they shut up a pair, two neighbor chunigi, the Chekawala, Loma Mangi, Manache, Sawachi, and Pan Lojongi, Tangat Chasa, Chisharawala, Naibri. That Lojongi, Tangat Chasa, Nam, and it Lojongi cheats to Gomro Chukchendigi, Sharawa do the Lojungi shoe in Brita, Sharawa ten, Lojungi. That Lojungi did shoe him. 아니 로종도는 냠냠이 된대 제가 되게 아니 등지기
Then Chekhova responds to Sharawa, like, I don't believe you that you have such a profound dharma. Like, is this a kind of dharma that you possess? And Sharawa has said, yes, I have this very profound teaching. And Chekhova has this kind of doubt, like, what's the source of such profound kind of teachings? Where is this actually coming from? Where in these authentic texts can we find the source for such a teaching? And that is when Sharawa responds with, well, it comes from Nagarjuna's precious garland, where he talks about sending forth all of one's virtue and happiness to others and taking the sins and negativities, the suffering of one's mothers on yourself. And so he says, like, you know, if you have, so Chekhova then responds to him, well, if you have this really profound dharma, please teach it to me. Please give me these teachings. And so upon that, like, recognizing the kind of faith that Chekhova had, Sharawa proceeded to give him secretly these teachings, recognizing that they weren't really teachings that he could give to the full public. And it was in this way that Chekhova spent 12 years with Sharawa receiving all of these various instructions on mind training and so forth. And it is on the basis of those kinds of instructions that he received that he then wrote these the 7-point mind training text. And based upon this, he started to really have the feeling that, like, it is possible to get rid of this self-grasping and this self-cherishing on the basis of these very profound instructions. After 12 years of Chekhova relying upon Sharawa as a teacher and disciple relationship, Sharawa passed away. And as at that time, Chekhova was still relatively young, he continued for about 34 years to give instructions, give teachings on these mind training texts. And so as he got sort of into his older years, as he was getting older, he did things like he made a great offering. He wanted to, for all of the great meditators, prepare a really nice meal and offer them this meal. And then he had penned these instructions on mind training. And he said sort of like, well, I don't know if it's beneficial to anyone or not, but I'm going to give this text the name of the
7-point Mahayana mind training. Chōjī pāndhā ādhīśā gī, nā dāngā dā sūnē shūrī sēyōndū gī, kōng rāng gī lāma chāmbē nā jōrū sīgā chē, lāma dāma rā gī tā sīgā chē, sīlīng bā chē, wadzō kōnsū sūmdā shūrī. Tī yī dū gī, tā dāngā dī yā 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 tūk sūnā, nī gī tāma sīlīng bā lā tūk rī sīgā wadzō dī rī tā dī, shūyā gī tā dī rī ngā sū dī gī kōng dī yā tūk sī jīvā yīmbā yī nā, yā dī sīgī sānglū dāngā gī rā wā jūrī sīgā dū.
So, Chegawa, who is the author of this 7-point mind training, he received these teachings in turn from his teacher, Sharawa. And Sharawa had received these teachings from Longri Tangpa, who in turn had received them from Dromdenpa, who was the student of Joo Pandita Atisha, who in turn, Atisha had his own three main gurus, teachers, those being Maitri Yoga, Dharmarakshita, and then Serlingpa. And so these teachings trace back to Serlingpa. We can recognize that this is the origin of the teachings that we are receiving in these 7-point mind training.
What is it? That digi. Today, Lojon Tundu Mesigeti, Zachibo Yimbachi. That's any regression among Pokazu Janga Yimba Yinaya. Losigeti, Janga to Vienna, Lot Tik Sosu Semdi, Simguti Janga to Vienna, and the Sangeta Mevachi, Tik Titum by Imbri. Yimba Yendugi, Tan and Zugita, Tik Lojon Tundu Mesigeti, Tinjigi Zachibo Yimba Yendu, and you Kulun can take Kibri, yes, Tinjigi Zachibo, Kulun can take Kibusina, and Igi Chun Yen Di. Nyan karchego dosana tangu nyengu dene samgu dene gomgu oda dindegi dinde che kulung di rang se dile kibu shungro chena ani rang se dila ya chi nyan ta chen bu shungro chena o dinde ge sam ta ne kulung kru yin bai na ani de bu chibe lo jong di pendos me bre da ta de bu chibe nan da di lo jong di ko Nyambra chibi kulung karko kurasana Ani ngay nyamli chiye di Ta parla Nyamli nganzu ta sosurang Ta parla karachigi deyari sasona Sosurang ki la khepsang tobya chigitang Sosur chigitang la jaga tobya chang Chigi tindaya chang Chigi nganzu mizikya deyari yes Ta karachigi kurasana sasona Ta khepsang di Yenla Jeffries. Tibachibalojon di Cochevola, Kersan di Yella Jeffries. And it Yagatian, Yella Jeffries. Tite, Tan Yamde di Cheva Chevala, that in a chef to a young air cheto, the chef to a chigi, Yambege, Gulun to Kennegy, and it did chef in Yangu Ris or Ta Sikurangin and the Gulun Quiet. Ta Kersan Shendala Jetty, Simje Shenna Kersan Jena, Carpento Yursena. Rwasimje tamjela, pa pen jigdang, tama rwasimje tamjela jitu sangye gubang tobya di yunggu yorida. Ta ngama nengxin gi kipsang changma ngarang la goyo, gyaga changma ngarang la toba goyo sambayana, ane digi chwe digi pen ma towa che rangja korwa la dejing di kura tami dunga yi zorwa la kura rang kiam digiri yesi yorida.
So, the 7-point mind training, the 7-point Mahayana mind training is considered to be something that is really precious. I mean, no matter how much we learn the great texts, the meanings that are in there, it's not possible for us to achieve enlightenment without actually transforming our mind, working on our mind. And so the whole point of listening to the Dharma is to be able to learn these teachings in order that we can contemplate them and meditate them on them and actually like bring about a change in our mind. And so when we're thinking about like what our motivation is, are we just trying to like get happiness in this life, sort of have happiness or good things happen in just this life? Really, we shouldn't be motivated by those kinds of concerns in listening to the Dharma. When we're listening to or explaining the Dharma, we should be trying to really, as this this very succinct verse puts it, about offering all of the sort of profit and victory to others. Why is it that we are trying to do this? Well, it's because of the fact that this is what brings about benefit. By giving to others, by not sort of just pursuing our own self-interest, but by benefiting other sentient beings, not only does that sort of benefit them in the temporary, but that's the only way that we are able to bring them to to Buddhahood, ourselves and them to Buddhahood. And when we think about where we are right now, we're in this cycle of samsara, really due to having only pursued our own profit, always wanting the gain for ourselves, never willing to take the loss. And this is where we have gotten ourselves. And so in order to pursue those kinds of goals, in order to be able to become a fully enlightened Buddha, we have to begin to change and transform that. So this is the kind of attitude that we should have for listening, is thinking that we're listening, learning these things in order to really be able to apply it to our mind. Yeah, I mean, if we say these days, though, if we like give this advice, like, okay, give all of the victory and profit to others, most people will think you're crazy. Like, what are you talking about? The whole reason that we like run a country is to get the profits for them and to be able to protect ourselves and so forth. And so what could you possibly be talking about? Like, if you say something like this, you're more likely to be viewed kind of as crazy, given the way that most people think in our world. So here again, if we hear this sort of like, oh, just give away all of the profit and victory to others, that might seem sort of crazy. But if you're really practicing the Dharma, if you have that kind of attitude and mindset, we see the benefits in doing this. But it isn't something necessarily that we're able to do right away. We can't just immediately sort of take up that ethos and attitude. But it's something that we need to train. We begin by sort of seeing the benefit of that and thinking like, well, I want to be able to get to that point. And slowly over time, we're able to train our mind and develop that habit, that attitude. But it isn't something that we can just immediately expect. And there may be people here who are at a very high level of practice and those that are just starting out. But it's important to have the kind of mindset that we're going to develop this slowly. It's a process of developing this kind of attitude. It's not something that one can immediately adopt.
Odi juta nyamle da bji thangbo god sam yong de gi na thangbo sosol cheba cheta. Ke tu ina sosora ke chang che tu che ne gi sem dikki wa yung gut do cham cham na rang le xian te zu la pen do che na ne sem ki wa yung gut do ting yi thangbo ke tu ji dang da sosol gi ro. Tadu ku perlang rangi rang rang sama jang jang sian ni ke sama tang ni yang ada, himba itu ki digi, ane mati cungro cina mati dia jang jang cungro cina sama sama tang itu ki digi sem di busum toro sian, kan sam sian ni di maraba himba itu ki ane kanga sian ni ki di kanga junggu doa, tadi mah himba sian ni ki, tadi rang cikku sama matang sian, rang sian sem sian tam sian ke pa sama tang ni ki sian lah ke pentol ke sama loji pa kiri. Samdo dikhiwe tene ge shena to spendo ar ti ti che ji ko samna dik sem khende ji ya ke du do ti khap tu shi tang yin ba na ani pa chu di ya ga du na ku yang ta ani sem ki wa ta ti ya wa yo na ani pa pa ta rang ma rang ge ta par la rang ji gu chen sa samna ta de ma chung ru chung Pejuk dia, saya nak pentol ceru, cemaru, malu tang tu bina, kan sam cina teh, kau nyamli dia, saya turu.
So really, to be able to practice this, we have to begin with a kind of investigation and comparison for ourselves. Like when we are only thinking of our own aims and like pursuing that exclusively, what is the kind of outcome of that? And what is the outcome when we are thinking about others and trying to benefit others? We need to examine this for ourselves. So we can think about when we are just pursuing our own aims and like thinking about just getting what we want, that focus becomes narrower and narrower. Our mind becomes sort of more and more constricted. And if we don't get what we want, we are likely to experience a lot of difficulty because of that, especially because of the kind of state of mind that comes with just pursuing our own aims and being so hyper-focused on our own aims. And if, on the other hand, we're not just thinking about ourselves, but thinking about others, we have this kind of more expansive attitude. When we, maybe we're not, again, able to think of all others yet, but we start to benefit others a little bit. We start to focus less on just our own aims and think about the needs of others. And we can see, does our mind get more sort of expansive and calm? What sort of benefits come from that? And it is on the basis of really seeing the fault, the negative aspect of that constricted, narrow mind of exclusive self-focus, and seeing the benefits of having a more expansive attitude and thinking about benefiting others, that we're able to slowly increase that kind of wish to benefit others and actually benefiting others, and slowly reduce and decrease our own self-interest. And this is the way that our practice grows more and more.
Lengri thang ba ge ani lo chung nyam le shi bu lengri yore si lengri thang ba ti de shui ba lengri thang ba ge ani nyam le khe tang kya ga shen la ji chung tang bu ka rang ge lembe nyam le chi khenri na ra se na nga ma kong rang la ta chik mi shen ta ge ma nyi ka yo duk cha shi ba ji wo duwa ma nyi ka yo wo di gi ani gi kong la nyam le ti de yo ba ti ha kuwa re ta ma nyi ka yo 근데 주요하게 세소나 나그리 당바 라마 계시 찍게다 첨부체 로마 표치 부 시거 동다 망부티 되요 로마 근데 지게 인식 네 로마 동다 망부치라 도 최소의 커도지라 김에지 용네 김에 톱자 곱자 용네 무게 무게로 용네 김에 때 나가라 가르키어서 부부시 부부 충중 지켜 부부 다 계산이 다지 니지 좀이죠 근데 지 부부 지켜니게 Langri Thangpaki, yagi chuti kandu shuyura, Langri Thangpaki chuti ki shuyaki pangay kandu tuksi, kimeti shaari puti. Ani shaani ki pumuti kimeti karlaare se suna, ta kyurangka puku, kyurangka dhaku gyupsi. Ani puku kye, nye kye resi. Yimba yina, nye puku chasang so tuya kyeke mintusi, ta puku kyurangka so resi. Shuyuri, shuyuri san, ta kimeti labri. Labi yamdu, Ani nangri thangpaki, shanta keke ma songche, la su songrita. Ta la su si la hundi, ani kimeti tine ma, kimeti ma trori. Ani ta kunzu loma tisu, hang sante, kandri nasi ta. Nangri thangpaki keshi chimpu tindachi, kimeti tindachi sante. Ta nangri thangpaki, pugu yisari sambari. Nengri thangpaka ni lasu sung shiara, ma ta kesu ngomara. Tene nengri thangpaka tundu lasu sung ngari jela karla arasana, digi loma mabu kini yungna, kongrang lape teba chigeke, gime kesang juisarwa, te ya kye tangchen mo, ya kye tangi. Pukuti paa tre negi, ta pukuti kyurangka tabu kyab, pukuti kala yaku tre tang, sojong yaku kyurang chishu sungari. Nengri tutuksi juisya mara.
So here, these teachings, again, about like taking all sort of loss giving all victory and profits to others, these teachings came, again, from Langri Thangpa, who was a great practitioner of mind training. And so Langri Thangpa was, again, a great sort of practitioner. And there was a time when he was in a particular area giving a teaching to many students. And so at that time, while he was giving these teachings to these many gathered students, there was a woman who was like around, coming around the side, like crying, and she had this baby. And so this woman was really like in distress, and she walks up to the throne and basically says, you know, I have created this baby, but I don't have the kind of means to sustain him. So please take this child. And so Longri Tangpa just accepts the child, like putting him there on the cushion, and says like, Lasso, like, okay. And so, not saying anything else, some of these people in the audience are sort of suspicious, like, is this his child? Like, why is he just taking this woman's child? But there were others, though, that had this great kind of faith, like, he's willing to just take whatever sort of comes at him. And they found then a woman to take care of this child. And he says, like, please take care of it well, give them good food and so forth. So Here, again, among the various students, there were some that, like, upon seeing this woman deliver a baby to Langri Tangpa, thought that, like, well, there's no way this can't be his child. Like, he's probably not a real monk. Like, something is going on here. And there were those that had this sort of faith in him, like, wow, he's willing to take a child just from someone giving it to him. But after this had happened, he sort of ordered that they engage in a lot of purification practices, doing like collective sort of purification and confession rites. And so, like, having all of this come together, some really started to think, oh, okay, you know, he's doing this purification because he's done something wrong. Like, something is suspicious here. And so after about 6 years, like, again, he'd given this child to another woman to help take care of the baby. He's not going to raise the child. And then the woman who had actually given birth to the child, she and her husband, she comes back looking for her child after 6 years. And so she comes back and asks for her child back. And the woman who has cared for this child gives her back, gives the child back, and says, you know, in doing this, you really hurt Langri Tangpa's name. Like, you brought this child in front of everybody. And so now there's this doubt about whether he is a monk or not. And so, sorry, there's a lot of people that keep straight. So then the woman who had given birth to this child then explains that, well, it's actually because of this, I guess we could say divinator, someone who does divinations. And the thing was, I had had sort of six, to back up, this person who does divinations seems to have had some sort of grudge against Langri Tangpa, potentially because Langri Tangpa was maybe like saying bad things about divination, or just giving it a little bit of a side eye. And so the woman who had six children, but these children had all died, when this last one was in the womb, she asked this divinator, well, what should I do? And he concocts this plan, like, well, once the baby is born, you need to give it to Langri Tangpa, knowing that this is probably going to make him look really bad and give him a bad name. And so upon explaining this whole story, like, the woman actually encountered Langri Tangpa and was able to, like, give him her apology for what had happened.
And indeed, that Langri Tangpa book may be hard to
Now that the mother of this child has shown up and been able to clarify that it is indeed not Langri Tangpa's child, you know, and so among the monks now, there's clarification, like, among all these scholars who were studying under Langri Tangpa, there's clarity that, okay, he didn't break his vows, this is not his child, but they have this kind of doubt, well, like, why was he doing all of these purification practices? Like, soon after this child was dropped off, all of a of a sudden we're doing all kinds of things for confession and purification, and so that doesn't really make sense. Why were you doing that? And so Lamri Tangpa replied, well, I am a pure monk. I hold to my vows very well, and I have acted ethically, and so it's not for me that I'm doing this purification, but this divinator who has a grudge against me and who has created all this, in doing what he did, has created a lot of non-virtue, so much negativity. And so in order to try to purify his negativities, we have been doing all these practices of purification because of, think of how much negativity he has incurred by doing something like this against someone who has such pure vows. So this is the kind of the monks found this to be amazing. Like, wow, okay, the person who has tried to harm you, you're doing all this purification for him. And the kind of word spread of this thing that Lamri Tangpa had done all the way back to the divinator himself, who was amazed. Like, wow, I did this really horrible thing, and here this person is still giving more to me. And so here, even if we are not yet at the level of Lamri Tangpa, where we're able to practice in that way, just to have the kind of aspiration, thinking that I'm going to try to make myself one day be able to do that, I'm going to take the small steps to be able to develop that kind of practice, having aspiration and admiration for it.
What is it that? And if that seems somewhat to get it, and that gave me, you know? That gave what she had to eat some, but gave a yimbazin, you are in a sim some put in the key, you are in bina. That combat time, ye some a gulum tea, what didn't tea shy ye? Then I tell you, you know, I need to watch it down on the road.
So, we should think that, like, if we don't yet have this kind of good mind, this sort of attitude of wanting to benefit others, may we be able to generate it? And if we have already generated some kind of this attitude, may we be able to increase that more and more? So this is the kind of attitude that we should try to hold on to, this sort of motivation. So we'll stop there for today and leave open some time for questions, if anyone has questions.
How is it that Lamrinka engaging in purification practices, how can that purify the mind of someone else?
Nanso di dikpa shayagi nyamlen chegi yuna, mi shemba gi dikpa jang tukir behes.
Ani, nanso tishe shurata, Tambo, Mission Tikwa Dila, Anzu Jesu Yir and Cheva Yimbayana, Mission Dak Tikwa Sajo Dilan Anzu Jesu Yir and Chevana, Jesu Yir and Cheva Dila, Tiba Casagore, Casagora, Mission Dak Tikwa Sajo Dil Jesu Yir and Chena, Tikwa Segur Rata, Tikwa Segur Yimbayana, Ta Kogi Cheto, Anzu Jeva, you are Yimbayandu. Ani Jawa kende jure sesona, tanda mi shenda di rangi te mare te rang tang jawa yujo shire. Jawa yujo te ta nangchu yukone sheba yena, kiwa ngama ngama nege, ne duksa pata machi nungu yuwe. Jawa jawa yintu, kuyo che tu cheba yinba yena, ani pame che tu cheba yintu, kangdara pama ngama ge, jawa jawa yintu, jawa ti tuwa nege, nangso go, yang kuyo ge diba, zangma tagi yuena, mena, kala kangsam chi ma jengu yore. Ani chua chi nege, ta, Kerchet to Chevachi, ya, Tanta Keshi, little Tampata Chashavana, Maubala Ker, Hakwashuna, Korangi, and the nature to Tinti Chesha, Diana, Maran Nundu, Mara Chusha, Sam Nigi, Gibbaki, Undu, ya, Kora Gibbet, Koran Gibbaki, Tang, and the Gibbar Mambochi, Tebachi, you may do, ya, Tiwangi, Koran Tibataya Shukchev to Ura. Let the Keva University of Dura. Tibut Samata. Could you get in a tongue, Masueta, Yena Mena? In our cotton, Joy, you begin in Mosumanam Cap, and the creature to toss up, she did, then they pent over.
So, we'll begin the answer to this question with a different example. So, when someone does something non-virtuous, when someone does something negative, if we rejoice in that, we also gain a kind of negativity, right? We didn't do that action ourselves, but by rejoicing in it, and particularly like if we had a connection to that person. So here, if we sort of flip that to the other way, we can't directly like remove the negativities of another, but we can create like powerful kind of conditions particularly if we have some sort of a connection with someone. Again, we can't like take away their negativities, but if we do have a connection, like in this case of Langri Tangpa and sort of having some sort of relationship with this divinator and directing or aiming it in that way, although it's not necessarily the case, I mean, our prayers and our sort of aspirations can have some kind of effect, although again, they can't like remove them completely. We can also speak about the level of having an impact in the fact that doing these sorts of practices and then the divinator hearing about that then allowed him to give rise to regret, like think, wow, look at what I did, and then have this attitude of faith and so forth and generate his own kind of process of purification. So although the sort of I think we can get at the problem of where is the efficacy of prayer, and particularly when we have like a connection with someone, there's some ability, Geshe-la is saying, to purify on some level, but I think there's a lot of thorny issues there. But there's also the level at which, because of our connection with somebody, because of their hearing about that practice or being impacted in another way, that they're then starting their own mental process. We got 3 minutes, Kathy.
By giving the victory to others, does that mean that we allow a leader of another country to come in and to invade another country and give them the victory of taking over the country, such as, you know, Putin coming in to take Ukraine? Do we give a Putin?
Ki chapsi gi dala ti
ten
dewa yorwa
nabda
ngan so ta gyalpa manda yina ta ma gyabne ta gyalka shen la buwa shos labna ta tis hal cha simborwa karer sen ta ma itone ta gyalka shen la buwa shos ta bo chena ta chichena Wang Zheng Yi Wola Yagab Shenpa Chogirwa Yuname
Tama Yaya Dite Yagab Shenpa Puguyo Mara Susu Chetu Tso Tog Chigi Wara Di Ma Yaya Di Shenka Chetu Ma Yaya Di Da Di Wara Da Da Giblo La Rokwa Chinyi Jyo Wara Da Pagi Di Ma Shen Chi Gyar Chu Di Giblo La Ma Gyar Chu Jyo Wara Da Di Ma Gyar Chu Gaya Di Kandesu Na 정부에 Tak di mayam baca sosorang ke mesti tim di yawa cikla tim di tinja cik yawa cikla. Yang di tim di kala kini ke sosok ke jeblo gulung yang baca cang ni ma jek yana ni jaga siapa jenis ke ti pendom marita. Kumarwa. Tak tu di pergi tim di sisa kat sini gulung tegi tegi centroya retarwa.
No.
Ma jaga curoa, jadi ma jaga itu kerja orang sana, ma si sen jaga yuwa curoa, tak tingsan pecah siapa na, Ukraine dah Rusia ma jaga orang, ma jaga orang, Rusia dah Ukraine ni ma jaga orang, ini bayar na, nubjoba soge, ini Ukraine rawat cik orang ada, rawat cik orang, tak rawat cik ada, kulum kerja ni kini rawat cik orang sana, jadi tim di makai aje tu. Robotnya di rumah aku, kerja korang tim sujud juga. Di robot sujud di digeris. Tapi yang nubjuk aku robot sujud di, ani 소소랑 게 괴고 고체도 요리나 로바 제조게 굴롱진 양바지 케요나 아 디안 디스리 아니 지 가서 그래 지 최다 못은 거라고 디스리 다 나주 좋으면 만춘 버치라고 그래스 어디다 오시다.
Okay, so this maybe we can't always necessarily take like offer the victory to others literally, but when it comes to things like one country invading another, like in the situation of Russia and Ukraine, the kind of way in which like we are going to fight wars in the world, and so when we are talking about the way in which we are going to like either engage in a war or support a war, the important thing is the sort of base motivation. If the idea behind either like engaging in a war or say like supporting with resources or whatever is because there is like a law and order that we have agreed on as a world, a society, and we want to try to protect that kind of order, prevent the suffering of others, and so forth. If that is the motivation, then that's okay in terms of like offering support to a war, like in the case of the United States supporting Ukraine. If they're doing so on the basis of wanting to preserve international law and not allow countries to act in violation of that, then that is one thing. But if the country is doing it out of a selfish kind of motivation, thinking that, well, by backing this country, we're going to be able to get what we need for ourselves, then that's where it starts to go astray. So I guess the idea of like offering a victory to others and then the profit to others, it needs to be understood within the context of, you know, with skillful means and one's own motivation.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.